As I mentioned earlier, I made a point to not have any Trump talk on today because sometimes people are like, oh, you're so mean, you're so biased, because there are people who, Van Jones is like, he acted presidential. Yes, he was able to wear a suit that fit him and not insult people, even though he did insult some by saying he was going to create an agency to basically issue reports on crimes committed by immigrants. You know, other countries have done that in the past as well. But let's talk about the phone call I just finished with someone who couldn't give me the details on how they liked the speech or why or what was said because there was no content. It's easy to speak in platitudes and promises. And as I said, if I ran around this building and stabbed the majority of it but held the door for one person, you don't forgive the stabbings. I'll believe it when I see it. And anyone who is an adult who is able to take the totality of, I'm even talking about just from last year, of Trump's actions in speeches, in campaigning, in the White House, and just forgive it all based on one speech is either just out of touch with reality or delusional. You can't look at what he's done and say, I mean, this is a guy who doesn't want to take ownership for the Yemen raid, blames the generals, and then has the cojones to bring out the widow of the SEAL lost in that mission that got us no information, absolutely none, and then say he's looking down upon you, using her as a political puppet, and you have the audacity to applaud that? Get out of here. I wouldn't have applauded it if Hillary had done it. I wouldn't have applauded if Barack Obama had done it or Bush had done it or anybody else. Using the military as pawns in your popularity game is BS. But the caller couldn't even get that far because they were hung up on Hillary and the uranium. Now, she was part of the State Department, who is one of nine agencies that makes up the CFIUS, which vets potential national security impacts of transactions where a foreign government gains control of a U.S. company. They can approve the deal, and only the president can suspend or stop the transaction. Clinton was not involved in the State Department's review and did not direct the department to take any position on the sale of Uranium 1. This is about superficiality, which Donald Trump is the king of. He sees something, doesn't like it, it's bad. Sees something, he likes it, it's good. Sees something, makes money, it's definitely good. And you're buying into the same thing, and you need to be better than that. You owe yourself better than that. Hearing that Hillary said okay to a uranium deal, that is not how it works. Stop. And the caller themselves said they really weren't that into it. They didn't. Well, then stop making snap judgments and stop making election decisions based on limited information. Yes, it is your right to vote. It is your right to vote and be 100% ignorant of the facts. What you're doing is disservice to your community, yourself, and your nation by doing so. Who do we got? Is anybody still there?
Everyone is all there.
All right, let's see. John in Rocky Hill? Let's go to John in Rocky Hill.
Why can't you just have an open mind and an open heart and let this go forward and let the president do his job and support him and rally behind him?
Where were you the last 8 years, John?
Exactly. Well, I have a pen and I have a phone, and I'm going to make all my decisions on my own, whether you like it or not. And I sucked it up for 8 years. I didn't go out there with my tutu on and a banner going out there and challenging every move he made. I didn't do that.
You didn't, but there are those that there are plenty of those that did, John. Are you saying that nobody did?
Who did?
There were plenty of people that protested.
We had a million people marches running around.
So, John,
like fools to the world, and you want to go help?
John, let me know when it's my turn.
We're all living in dirt, but you think we're bad here? This is a bad thing. This is terrible. What are you showing the world,
John?
You support this? Obviously, you wouldn't have a show if you didn't have this talk going on. Support him.
John, I can't.
Find out what's good in him.
There isn't.
What's good.
There, John, John, no, stop, stop. No, it's my turn to talk, John. Listen to me, all right? Why doesn't he show me what's good? I'm not going to search for it, John. He's the president of the goddamn United States of America. He needs to show me it.
Goddamn, what was that, Farrakhan? You're a Farrakhan supporter now?
Oh, John, shove it up your rear. Get off my phone. You're just talking. You're just talking to talk. It's the most American thing in the world to protest. And if you don't like that, suck it. All right? People were protesting Barack Obama. Those of you who are just minions for Trump seemingly have forgotten the last 8 years. And now that it's reversed, you're like, yeah, no, everybody on board the Trump train. Choo-choo! We support our president. You should, too. Where were you 8 years ago? So ridiculous. And one speech? No, he needs to show me. I'm not going to take his word for it because everything I've seen of him up to this point is absurd. And your argument is absurd. And you know what? I don't have bands, and you're free to call. But I'd prefer if I don't hear from you again. Let's go to Frank in Watertown. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Ed. I know your blood pressure is up a little bit.
It's fine. I wanted to avoid it anyway, but I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, you got to understand this here. One of the reasons that Trump is president, really because of only Republicans, he got the...
Yep. We lost you. I'm sorry. You can call back. One of the reasons Trump is president is because, and I want you all to listen very carefully, and I want your panties to get in a wad about this. One of the reasons Trump is president is because there are plenty of you out there who fear something that isn't just like you, whether it's color, religion, gender, gender identity, sexuality. You want to confuse what you think other people should do with politics and policy. And that's not the case. I don't have to live my life exactly as you believe. I can have any number of reasons not to. And you can say, oh, but it's good. But it's not. And you are hypocrites. Because where were you the last 8 years? You certainly weren't sucking it up. I can tell you that. That caller is like, nope, I didn't put on my tutu. What is that implication there? I didn't get out there and protest. Well, I can't help it that you're so lazy that you can't get out there and motivate yourself to make a change. But I know why there were a million people out on the streets. Because they see this presidency and they see the dangers that it has for the LGBT community, for the immigration community, for women's rights, for any number of things. That's why people are motivated. So yes, there is a number of you out there, 3 million less when it comes to voters, and don't even get me started on gerrymandering, but there are enough of you out there in other states that made this happen. Because they think there will be a return to their old way of life. Well, let me tell you, it ain't coming back. Everybody gets a seat at the table. Sucks for you. Make some room. Just because they don't look like you, speak like you, worship like you, love like you, doesn't mean they don't get a seat at the table. It's America. Get used to it. You're the one that needs to love it or leave it.